This is Sam. Thank you for visiting Teach Bible Talks Daily Insight for November the 22nd. Today's Bible verse is from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5 verse 9. It says there, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." End of quote. The last few days we were thinking about the Sermon on the Mount. See, the poor in spirit, those who got a good grip on their broken and bankrupt condition in the presence of God, those who mourn, those who are meek and humble, and those who are hungry and thirsty for right living and actions, they become merciful in their outlook. Not only merciful, but also they are made and declared pure in heart by God because of their faith and trust in His Son Jesus for their sins and shortcomings. Now in today's Bible verse, it says they become peacemakers as the messengers and ambassadors of God. You see the progression here? Poor in spirit, mourning over their helpless condition, meek, hungry, and thirsty for right living, results in beautiful fruits, mercy, purity, and peacemaking. You see why many are not merciful, pure in heart, and peacemakers? Because they are not broken. They do not understand their poverty-stricken condition in the presence of the mighty and holy God. They are not meek, and they don't have any desire for right living. They do not acknowledge the help of the Savior whom God sent for their help. They think they are pretty good in themselves without the help of God. They feel self-sufficient and self-content in their achievements and merits. You see, the salvation and deliverance of God comes out of your broken, mourning, meek, inability to save yourself conditions. Beloved, today's insight says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." It does not mean to become a child of God, you have to be a peacemaker. No, it doesn't mean that. Only those who are peacemakers can be called the children of God. No, it doesn't mean that. If you want to become a child of God, a son of God, the Bible clearly states how you can. John 1:12 says, "To all who received Jesus, who believed in the name of Jesus, God gave the right to become the children of God." End of quote. You have the right to become a child of God when you receive Jesus as your Savior or when you believe Jesus died for your sake. Galatians chapter 3 verse 26 says, this is what it says, "So in Christ Jesus you are all children of God through faith." End of quote. Listen, these passages clearly state we become a son or child of God by faith in Jesus Christ and believing in Him. If so, what is the meaning of today's insight? On the day when Jesus was born, the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God, and said this, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom His favor rests." End of quote. Several hundreds of years ago, when Isaiah the prophet prophesied about the birth of Jesus, he said about Jesus, "His name shall be called the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. Jesus said, and it is recorded in John 14:27, He said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." End of quote. Bible says in Colossians 1:19-20, "Through the Son, God decided to bring the whole universe back to Himself. God made peace through His Son's blood on the cross and so brought back to Himself all things, both on earth and in heaven." End of quote. In essence, God decided to bring you back to Himself through His Son, Jesus Christ. Those who believed in Jesus are justified by faith and they have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 5:1. Bible also says this regarding the children of God. It says in Colossians 3:15, "The peace of Christ rule in your hearts." Ephesians 2:14 says, "For Christ Himself has brought us peace by making Jews and Gentiles one people. With His own body, He broke down the wall that separated them and kept them enemies." End of quote. The children of God have peace with God. They have peace of God, and they have peace with one another because of the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, is guarding their hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. You see, they have peace vertically with God, and peace of God horizontally with one another. Therefore, the children of God become peacemakers. They carry the message of reconciliation with God and peace to the world that is thirsting for peace. 2 Corinthians 5:18 says, God reconciled us to himself through Christ Jesus and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. The children of God brings the message of reconciliation and peace to those who have broken relationships with God and with one another. They carry the work of the Savior in this world. The world would not experience real peace without the Prince of Peace, who is Christ Jesus. All the peace attempts results in mere confusion and chaos without Jesus in it. If you want to have a real, truthful, lasting peace, you can find it only in a relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. The peacemakers are the children of God because they bring the wonderful message of God's love and peace to this world. They are testified. They are certified by God as His children. The people who bring the gospel message of God's love and peace through Jesus Christ are God's ambassadors. Beloved, do you have peace in your life? If not, let me tell you, you need the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I want to get peace with God. I know I have the right to become your child when I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, who died and rose again for all of my sins and shortcomings. Now I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Please fill in me your surpassing peace, that the peace that never I can understand, that divine peace, fill in me, Lord, and make me a peacemaker and your ambassador to this world that thirsts for real, lasting peace. In Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.